Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we're listening to the Confident Careerist. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, "Welcome to the Confident Careerist podcast. Tune into weekly conversations with inspiring individuals who share stories about how they are transformed their life and career, practical tips and strategies for designing a meaningful life, and tools to overcome obstacles so that you can flourish. Personal development for purpose-driven professionals." That's one sentence. Holy cow. To learn more, visit Tina. Now, Tina is T-E-E-N-A, Everett.com/podcast. It's in the business category. And we're going to listen to episode 80 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right. And at episode 80, you kind of think they should have their act together. We'll give this a shot. Here we go.
You are listening to the Confident Careerist Podcast, providing inspiration and guidance for career-minded professionals.
You guys hear what's going on in the left speaker? What's up with this audio? It's a plosive thing.
Career-minded professionals Wow. Who want to break free from their limitations and step into a life of more personal power, positivity, and prosperity.
Wow, that's a lot of plosives.
My brave new friend, Jennifer, has picked up skills in all areas and roles in her life as a parent, wife, Yeah. Friend.
That's not going to work. A couple things. I like the music. I like the fact that you came right in on that, but you definitely have a mic placement problem. Also, your music just kind of crashes and you stop. But what you have are called plosives. Some people call them pops, and that's why almost every microphone has some sort of windscreen, some sort of foam thing that you stick over it, because what's happening, just do this. Put your hand in front of your mouth, right in front of it, and say, "Happy peanut butter," and you will feel a bunch of wind go into your hand. And so what happens is when you talk directly into a microphone with no windscreen, no pop filter, that wind is going to go into the microphone, and that's making that horrible sound. And what you can do is simply do, if you're watching the video of this, I have the microphone pointed at the corner of my mouth, and I'm typically about three fingers away from my microphone, which means I'm pretty much right on my pop filter here, and that avoids that. I know we see people, rock stars, and they'll hold up their microphone, and they're talking right into it, but they're also controlling it. They know from years of performing on stage that when they get loud, they move the mic away and how to hold it and things of this nature. And it's one of those things it's a deal breaker. And that's the bad news. The good news is this is super easy to fix. Just put the microphone up, record it, and say, "This is the microphone pointed at the corner of my mouth. Happy peanut butter. Podcastage loves to say, please bring pizza pronto." If you can say that and have no plosives, then that's a pretty good chance. But then you could say, "Here's me talking directly into the microphone. Please bring pizza pronto." And depending on what you're doing there, you will or will not hear plosives. But they're easy to fix, and they're also a deal breaker. So that's the good news. They're super easy to fix. But as you heard, as soon as I heard a bunch of those, I was like, yeah, that's enough of that. So before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to Scott Johnson from whatwasthatlike.com. If you haven't listened to his podcast, he's been on the rodeo show and he reached out and said, "Hey Dave, like, what happened to the rodeo show?" A couple things. Number one, and I, this is one of those things. If you notice, I'm not apologizing at the beginning of the show because you're still here. You're still listening. Couple things. Number one, thought I had a bunch in the can, which it turns out I do. But I never published them. So I thought I had things going out automatically and they weren't. The other thing is this show, I'm losing a little bit of my steam on this show. And that's, here's why this show was created. A, I wanted to try Pinecast. Pinecast is not a horrible, media host. I kind of like their, you know, buffet style, the way they add it, and I've never had a problem with them. They don't really meet all of my criteria for a media host, but they're not horrible. And so that was one. Number two, if you noticed, I used to always talk about, hey, if you want a full review, go over to the podcast review show. And I think I've had two people sign up for the podcast review show. So in that aspect, well, then we got to give it the old, yeah, it's not worked very well for that. And the other thing I did, which was kind of stupid, is I started adding this as a video, which added more time. So I was tying up my time, and I have a lot of things I want to do at the School of Podcasting. And instead, I'm over here playing at the podcast review or the podcast rodeo show for $5. So a couple things have happened. Number one, the price of a review has gone from $5 to $20. It's just one of those things where my time right now is more valuable than $5. And I was originally going to go the route that, hey, I'm only going to do this if somebody pays me for that. Well, that's what we do on the podcast review show. And that kind of works and kind of doesn't. And so I'm not going to quite go that route. But I also know that if someone is not paying me to review their show, then I'm not going to do the video version. Because again, that one I just listen, play. And what I'm going to start doing is having my description where I do the critique. I'm going to run that through otter.ai, and that will help me kind of make my review. My review will be very, very short in the text version of that, and we'll go from there. Because right now it's just taking up a little in terms of the return on the investment of time, and I designed this show to be super quick. That was the whole point of it. It's a first impression, and somewhere along the line, I kept adding a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and it's taking up more time than I thought. So I had to kind of put it on pause for a bit, but I noticed I do have a couple episodes here. So I'm going to schedule those out over the next couple weeks. And hopefully by then I will have found some time, but I want to say thank you so much for Scott for going, hey, where's the show? That's always a good sign. It's a bad sign if you don't publish for, I don't know, 3 weeks and nobody notices. So thank you to Scott, and we will have more episodes coming up on a much more regular basis. Again, if you would like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com/store and you will see all the options. So thanks so much for listening. Enjoy your ride, and remember, there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.